This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of people over the years to this scenario, and it continues. The tradition continues of the talk radio countdown show and the ancillary hour, which you are about to listen to, featuring Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. It's the talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits with the stories from the perspective of the pros who've talked about it this week. Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, and certainly much of this stuff comes up. The story list and the people list we put into position as you listen to these hours. You'll hear the official list, and you can find it also at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. Sometimes I start at number 10. Sometimes I start at number 1.
How about number 5, just to mess it up a little bit?
Number 5. The Louisville shooting is number 5. I don't know what there is to be said about that. Frankly, I'm disgusted with all of the back and forth, the rhetoric on both sides. Is a waste of time. There are people who are dead for no good reason.
Well, I
that
think
seems to happen
you,
every week.
You might want to actually think about this one for a second, because, of course, we always go, what caused it, right? Mm. How did this happen? One of the things that came out about the shooter, he's a very young man, and didn't appear to be like the other shooters that have like the blank stare. He didn't seem to be isolated. You know, a lot of these shooters share the same profile. He was working for the bank, so this was like a disgruntled employee. He had heard he was going to be fired.
He's getting fired, yeah.
But here's where I think that you would be interested, because this is something that you've been beating the drum on for a long time. We don't know if this is related or not, but during his time in school as an athlete, he had a couple of concussions, and he had some brain trauma. And so this is something that I know you've focused on throughout the last couple of years, talking about the danger of that. And again, we don't know if this is related, if this went into it. But it goes back to that question about it. Right.
Well, didn't help.
And they're going to study his brain to see if there's any issues with CTE, if they can prove it.
Yep. All right, well, so that is an interesting angle on it, but there's still 5 people dead.
I know.
And that's really kind of the bottom
and
line.
And for what?
Yeah, for nothing. Okay. The number one item this week, the leak of these documents, the kid who grew up about 20 miles from me, and I think it's Fitchburg. He's either Leominster or Fitchburg. What is he, 23 years old or something? He decided that he wanted to leak all of these classified documents. So apparently he's a racist, according to the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald. Both sort of describe him the same way. A whacked out gun enthusiast who, those are not my words, but kind of.
Yeah, see, that kind of thing really bothers me. because it's the same thing over and over again, where the media tries to pigeonhole somebody.
In this case, Jennifer, this guy is like.
This is actually not the case, Doug, and I'll tell you why. There's so many different things going on here with this particular story. Just to let you know, like, the details.
Yes, Jennifer, I like the enthusiasm. No!
Well,
go ahead.
Because it's so infuriating, because I think this story is more about the complacency of the mainstream news media than it is even about this
complacency
guy.
Complacency how?
Exactly what I'm going to tell you, because I think this just watching this unfold from a different lens is crazy. So,
And let me set the stage. There's a series of videos that have surfaced where he yells a series of racial slurs and anti-Semitic slurs into the camera, and then he fires the gun at a target, which is some Semites, supposedly. And this is why I said what I did, and this is why the Globe, which is obviously to the, well, I don't want to say obvious if you don't know, the Globe is very left of center, the Herald is pretty right of center, but they both characterize this guy in this way, so you were taking exception with that, and I'm just clarifying.
I don't know this guy, and I can't tell you if he's a hero or a zero. I mean, this is the thing. This is not a defense of this person, because he took classified information to get acceptance from his friends. Yeah. But I do take issue with the fact that the mainstream media, as soon as they started to identify him, says, oh, this guy, they were in a group that supports God and guns. Okay, so what does that mean? All of a sudden, that makes him an extremist in the eyes of this government and this news media, who now it's been revealed has been putting FBI agents in Catholic churches because apparently Catholics are people to watch out for. I'm tired of the pigeonholing based on someone who supports God and guns as some nut job. Now, that being said, the reason I said the story here is about the media's coverage of this and the way they've buddied up with this government that I think is really important to note. If you watched, and I did, the press conference where the Department of Defense finally came out and said, yeah, these documents are probably real, and we're getting ready to pick up a suspect. The representative from the Department of Defense did not answer one question about the information that was in it, because what's controversial about it is it indicates that the United States has been lying about the effectiveness of Ukraine in this war. Not one member of the team of journalists inside that press briefing room said, is the information true? Like, have you been lying to us this entire time that Ukraine is winning the war? Not one person asked that question or challenged the narrative.
But Ukraine isn't losing. Is there just,
how do you know? How do we
losing?
Know? That's what,
what
they
mean?
That's,
look at
that's
the, what, the Russians are still fighting the war after they started it a year ago. I know.
A lot of what's happening within those documents that were released indicates that we have been lying about the death toll to Russia. It's like insanity. This is the government we're supposed to trust. And how do we know? We don't know what's going on.
Trust the government.
And the media is not asking any questions.
No, I don't trust the news media either. So how do you find out what's going on? Interesting.
That's the point.
Angle to this also, Jennifer and Jay, is that there are 1.25 million people who have top secret clearance. Why the hell does this kid have top secret clearance? Why does he have access to these documents in the first place?
And the
that,
other
in
piece,
my mind, is the most egregious thing
yes.
going on in this whole scenario. Why do these people have, you know, maybe that we have a problem with honesty and truth and all of that, but more importantly, it seems to me at the moment, is why would somebody like this, who's kind of a nudnik to begin with, and certainly has no upper level responsibilities, why would he be, why wouldn't we have over 1 million people in the government? There are 4 million employees, 25% of the government's employees have top secret clearance? What are you, nuts?
And to answer this, he was a cyber transport system specialist. He was an IT guy. He was the one that was responsible for the communications of the networks. So it was his job that he could have easily accessed these at any given time, even if he did have clearance.
And if he can, anybody else can too. And what's really disturbing is that he put them out in this group, and they were out there for 8 months until it became evident to news media sources, and then the Department of Defense comes in. So what's going on? Why, you're right, could he access this without anybody knowing? Why would it be out there for 8 months before the Department of Defense knows about it? And the media also identified the person, his name, which forced the hand of the Department of Defense to actually go in and arrest him quicker than they wanted to. It's like, you know, whether this is just a comment from a public relations standpoint, because that was my background. When you look like a storyline is out of control, that's the worst possible thing, right? People start to lose faith in you. You want to make sure that you maintain ahead of the narrative. And boy, they lost this one. From point to point to point, they lost the war of the narrative that they were in charge of this.
Don't you get tired of this? It's just head pounding. All right, here's another one that's a head pounder. This week, number two on the list is the conflicting, or are probably plural, conflicting rulings about the abortion pill. And my question, you know, the old Radio 101, Talk Radio 101, ask a question. So my question is, will abortion be the issue that kills the filibuster? Because now this is becoming a big thing in, but never mind the Supreme Court, but there's a lot of aggressive conversation in Congress, and there's also aggressive conversation at state legislatures, where this, you know, this has been basically the rule. If you don't understand it, the Roe v. Wade thing is it turns the decision, Supreme Court decision, turns it back to the states. That's basically the bottom line of all of this. And so now there, one judge says, yep, you can use the pill. Another judge says you can't use the pill, or you can't have access. You can't buy it. Let's say it, let's put it that way. You can use it if you can get a hold of it, but the places where you can get a hold of it are becoming fewer and fewer. Do you think I have the right read on this, ladies?
Well, it's one of those things that if abortion is going to be outlawed or legal in some states, that would be in any way, shape, or form, pill or the surgical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the argument. Unfortunately, I think that they're still trying to push this as a sweeping national, you know, some kind of national edict. But
right.
The Supreme Court is looking at this and could rule, and maybe already has by the time the show is airing.
Congress, the business in Congress, they could make the cases, as you're talking about, never mind the courts, but Congress could make it irrelevant. They could pass a new law that would gives it or denies it.
Yeah, they could have done
access.
That, by the way, for years. Remember, everybody always
should have done a long time ago.
Instead, the Supreme Court returns it to the states.
Yeah, so now everybody's sitting on their hands, and what other than people who really need, in one way or another, to have a balance? I don't know that the Republicans are going to pass a sweeping abortion bill. I also saw, interesting this week, it's the 100th day of Kevin McCarthy being Speaker of the House, and somebody here locally said the honeymoon's over. I didn't ever think there was a honeymoon. Was there for McCarthy?
Actually, there has been. So
you think it has been? Okay.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
So for Kevin McCarthy, it was, you know, he had mostly the support of the Republicans in Congress, but the Freedom Caucus, not a fan.
No.
And so now he's done a lot to impress those people. So I actually think people are impressed with him.
Yeah. All right. Jennifer, Jay, Doug here at 18 after the hour.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Bye.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review roundup of items. In this case, social media is in the focus. What's trending, things that apply to stories that you've been following this week. So Jay Kirshner has the honors of going through some of the comments from some of these people. I'm digging around at some of the stuff that people have sent to me as well. All right, so what do we have here that is cogent? Jay?
Stushan says, following fuel prices primarily, but also the Tennessee issue is a bit disturbing regarding the expulsion and then reinstate. And says, what can I say? It's yet another problem with a, calls the Democrats, Democrats, and they've made this a race issue.
It's always charming.
I'm not following that at all. It's
a Democrat.
Okay, so what does that get you, sir? Does that make you feel better? Is that something, you know, what does that accomplish? Okay, so you want to call them names. Good.
Jim Mancuso is following the Trump stuff and says, make lying wrong again.
Okay.
At Bucky 1965, I think this is the one that a lot of people are following the most with the documents leak. Mm-hmm. The whistleblower who leaked the documents stopped World War III, and he will be punished accordingly by the warmongers and defense industry.
Oh.
Huh?
Everybody's really deep on this thing.
What in the world does that mean?
Wow. And what was the initial question? Like, how was your weekend or something?
Well, and then Joe Rosa on the same topic says the 21-year-old arrested in the leaked classified documents is just the fall guy.
That's right. That's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Mike Rod 8 addressed something that we had already said, that people are wondering how a guy with his rank had access to the secret information. He was the IT guy responsible for giving access to people that need to use things off of a disk with secret information. He could have easily hacked that.
Well, that's the point I'm making, is why there's so many people have all of this access to all this information. Here's Kim, who said the best thing that happened that she followed this week was Easter. Okay, there you go. Well, listen, it was Easter. It's now Easter and Passover over, Ramadan going. You know, it's funny. I always thought Ramadan was at Christmas. I don't know why I thought that, but I thought that for a long time. Here's Terry Stevie, who says our former president being arrested and brought to court. Sad week for our country. Here are the people down in Florida, ladies, who are worked up about all the weather. The warnings came in time. Here's somebody talking about the weather in Alaska, where there are big thunderstorms. Apparently there was a tornado warning up there as well. Some of the listeners, you know, we have listeners all over the place, so you're liable to get, you know, it's going to be a different thing depending. If you get away from the politics, if you will, the national news often takes a second seat, as well it should, to what's going on in your local area. Here's a lady named Carrie Morgan who's turning off the TV, except she was excited about the NCAA Women's National Championship game. So who won that? Anybody know?
Yeah, that was a while ago. That was it Iowa or was it?
It was LSU.
LSU.
That was the whole Angel Reese thing that was saying that they weren't going to go to the White House because Jill Biden wanted both teams that made it to the championships to be invited.
Very strange. Right. Race, but
yeah. That was, say that again, Jennifer?
It was just very strange because a lot of people believe it was about race, that she wanted both teams.
What do you mean?
Just pandering to both teams winning, basically.
But what has race got to do with that? They have black players on both teams?
The makeup of the teams.
But were there black players on both teams, so why would they not be represented?
More on one than on the other.
Really? Now, see, I never even thought of it that way. I don't think about stuff in those terms. It never, ever entered my mind until you just said that would be the reason that they politically, although they are, have become Joe. I didn't ever think was that quite that wacky when it came to political correctness, but I sure think that way now, frankly. All right, risky stuff. Here's 28 after the hour.
You gotta eat, and you don't have to go broke. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. A report by Supermarket News says you will pay less using self-checkout than at staffed registers, where all that stuff tempts impulse buying. On Facebook, Sarah R. says, I've discovered that around 10 a.m. on Wednesdays, my local grocery store marks down food that's close to expiring. She says, I stock up for the week on whatever meats, bread, and veggies they have on clearance, and it is so helpful. And on BuzzFeed, Bonnie says that cutting down on pop and sugary drinks has made my mood better. And when Megan says she couldn't deal with meat prices, she started eating more plant-based food, and she calls it a positive life change. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Delaware judge delayed the start of a trial on a voting machine company's defamation claims against Fox News. The announcement was made as the network is looking for a possible way to settle the case. Superior Court Judge Eric Davis said last night he was delaying the start of the trial by one day, moving it to tomorrow. He didn't explain the reasons for the move. Congress returns to Washington this week with one item on the agenda, the infamous debt ceiling.
Financial experts are warning that the federal government could face an historic default that would crash the economy this summer if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. The most conservative House Republicans keep insisting that they won't vote to raise the debt ceiling without deep spending cuts. President Biden has insisted on a so-called clean bill that would only raise the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling without addressing any spending issues. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
All right, let's get it back at it here. 34 after the hour. The overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here every week at this time. Okay, so we're going to talk, and we'll get to President Trump and the indictments and all of that sort of thing. After the press conference he held in Mar-a-Lago the night after, or the night of his indictment, he spent a lot of time talking about the Bidens. He's very good at deflecting attention from himself to others, will throw some bombs. He referred to Hunter Biden a number of times, who, of course, is the president's son, under federal investigation for tax fraud and unethical relationships with the Russians and Chinese or who knows who. I think he's guilty as hell. That's my own read on it. I don't have any insight. My instinct tells me that he's up to his Mickey and all of this stuff. My instinct tells me, you know, where to go kind of in my head with the Trump stuff and Alvin Bragg and, you know, all these other people that are opportunists. But at any rate, Trump made a comment about him disappearing, and he hasn't been around much, but apparently he has been around this week.
Yeah.
And
little family vacation.
Yeah, right.
On the government dime. That was one of the, of course, one of the criticisms. Is
your cat running around your studio?
My cat? No, my cat's locked out of the studio. Oh. I put down my water glass. Could you have been hearing that?
Yes.
So my eye's tinkling, but don't worry, there's nothing good in it, just water. But one of the criticisms, of course, was that there's so many hot spots around the globe that Biden chose to go to Ireland to trace some of his family ancestry, and he took with him his sister, who's always with him, Valerie, and then Hunter was with him. And so a lot of people went, okay.
Does Hunter not have a job? Is he just
his job is selling influence for his father, so, allegedly.
So he had a vacation from that this past
week. He's actually working while, he's mixing business with pleasure.
But, so it'll be a tax-deductible trip then.
Well, it's really, we don't hear a lot about the investigation because apparently leaks only happen when there's like a narrative there. But the investigation going into him is heating up. Apparently, they've got wire transfers from banks in China that are now cooperating with American officials. He took diamonds. He took like a diamond as payment. He took all of this money. And so why? I don't think that Hunter Biden is an energy expert as he pretends to be. I mean, maybe he is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let's talk about the Chinese. Hear enough about Hunter Biden. Number four on the list this week, the drills in Taiwan. China says they're ready to fight now. They had 3 days of large-scale military drills all around the border of Taiwan. And so let's go. We'll fix there. But anyway,
It's so menacing.
It is. Well, I mean, what do they need? It's just, I'm big, I'm tough, I'm strong, we'll do what I want to do. So the leaders of China say. And meanwhile, the guy who is the leader of Taiwan, somebody whose name none of us can pronounce.
It's a woman.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I still can't pronounce her name, whether it's a man or a woman. You can see how carefully I'm following this. I just listen to the huffing and puffing of the Chinese and think, all right, well, what's going to come of this? All of this stuff.
Well,
what the Russians have done in Ukraine, all this stuff is frightening.
She was in California last week, the president of Taiwan.
Yeah.
She goes to the Reagan Library here, actually where I live in Southern California. Beautiful library, by the way. They have Air Force One, really nice.
I had a lot of fun there when I went there.
The Chinese government sanctioned the Reagan Library because they had this woman out there to meet with Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House.
Uh-huh.
And then when she gets back to town, they surround Taiwan and they practice sealing it off. This is the most aggressive China has been. So a lot of people believe it's probably just days or weeks rather than months that Taiwan is going to get invaded. And here's why it matters. It's not just China's bluster, and it's not just a hit for democracy because Taiwan believes it's free and China believes it's part of their communist territory. But how many things do you have in your house or in your car or in your computer that say made in Taiwan? When we see China seal them off, all that goes. So what is that going to do to the American economy? Forget the poor people of Taiwan for a second. If we want to focus inward, like what is that going to do when China's sealing it off and they're in conflict? It's going to cause some big problems.
The world is a frustrating, I don't have a better word for it at the moment. Okay, so we've got that number eight this week, the Bud Light situation. Apparently the parent company Anheuser-Busch has lost $5 billion in value because of the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. I don't know that, Jay, we talked much about this past week. The transgender social media influence Dylan Mulvaney came under attack, and so since this, the shares of Anheuser-Busch have gone down 4%. Now, this tells you what this company is worth. If down 4%, they lose $5 billion. That's only 4% of what the company is worth, $132 billion. So now the value of the company is $127 billion. That's a hell of a lot of beer. Anyway, the fallout from conservatives over the deal with this this kid, is he a kid, Dylan Mulvaney? How old is this guy?
She is 26.
That's my second she I got wrong today. See, these stories, I just tune out. Maybe I'm not a good host.
In all guys, you're not wrong. Because tune out. Dylan is a boy who identifies as a girl now.
Oh,
so,
okay. All right.
You don't have to beat yourself up too much for that one.
Well, I just look at these things and what are we doing? Why do we have to create? You got the Chinese in Taiwan. Is that more important than whether Dylan Mulvaney is a boy or a girl? Or what's more important here? What's going to influence our future more, whether Dylan Mulvaney is a boy or a girl, or whether the Chinese invade Taiwan?
Well, I think this is a great point, because I think a lot of these conversations about people getting ramped up about transgenderism and all that, it is very, very much a distraction from some of the crazy problems, because it is a very small portion of the population that is transgender, but there is it sucks all the air out of the room, because people have just lost their minds about whether or not it's appropriate for biological males to play in women's sports, about whether it's appropriate for transgender people like Dylan Mulvaney to be a spokesperson.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe this week, and I think it was in the U.S. House, there was a bill that was submitted to clarify all of this stuff by going according to what your DNA shows, what your the X Y or X or
yeah,
Y
the
Y or whatever
chromosomes.
It is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Do you remember what that's about, Jay? What is that?
I can't recall exactly, but that has been one of the conversations that people have been pitching on social media about, instead of guy sports and gal sports and all that stuff, just go by chromosomes.
Right.
It was,
if you have these chromosomes, you play
with this. Y sports and X
sports.
Yeah.
That
right.
actually came from Congressman Mike McVeigh, who actually brought this up from a friend of his on the phone call we were on this week, Dougie.
Oh, right.
But
yes.
What was in the House was about, you know, protecting women's sports and men's sports. And
right.
creating something new, if we need to create something new for transgender athletes. But the reason for that is because Title IX, which has been incredibly important to female athletes, is being threatened now. The Biden administration saying that they are going to defund under Title IX schools that don't allow biological males to play on women's teams. And so the House wanted to go through and try to protect that. It worked in the House, but how far it gets, if you've got somebody, if Biden's sitting in the White House and he says we're only going to fund teams that allow men to play on women's teams, we're going to have a big problem.
The way this goes, this is just because a guy spoke out and said, I drink Anheuser, but I drink Bud Light. So meanwhile, speaking of beer, there was a controversy in the eighth inning of a game of the Phillies had this week, and the pitcher somehow after the game he was interviewed on some local radio station, and he started talking about what happens when people drink beer in the eighth inning and warning people. He said, teams need to stop selling beer after the seventh inning, which apparently,
I didn't
know this. Most teams do that, but in Philadelphia, they don't.
Yeah, I know. Usually during the seventh inning stretch, it's like, okay, this is basically the last call for alcohol.
That's
Go get your stuff.
Yeah. So, but they're not doing that in Philadelphia, and apparently this pitcher thinks it's causing a lot of accidents and that sort of
I've
thing.
I've heard now they're going to extend the beer selling time, because with the new rules in Major League Baseball, the games are shorter, and so they're losing out on a lot of beer and concession sales at ballparks. So one of the things that's been floated around this week, the average baseball game is 30 minutes shorter than it was last season. Yeah.
Wow.
So they're
that.
Actually thinking about creating longer amounts of time for people to buy, because that was one of the unintended consequences.
Well, maybe that's what he's talking about. Matt Stram is the pitcher's name, and he talking about shorter games and that sort of stuff. He thinks the new policies that have been, as you've just suggested, enacted by the Diamondbacks and the Twins and the Rangers and the Brewers, well, in Milwaukee, you can figure, okay, let's sell more beer there. But it's a problem, and I think maybe he's right. It makes sense to talk about it a little bit. All the sports talk shows have been talking about that this week, interestingly enough. All right, let's see. We got time for one more here, and that's number 10. Number 10 is too good. It really is too good to avoid for a couple of minutes. This is a focus. The fact that NPR was labeled a government-funded media, or it was worse than that. They put them in the same category as Russia's RT and the Chinese network, and of course all the fluffers at NPR got upset about it. What?
They call them state media.
State media, right.
Right.
Now they're being labeled government-funded media. That's how Twitter changed it around. And so NPR says, we are editorially independent, have nothing to do with the state. Well, I'm not sure that I guess a lot of definitions.
Their bills.
We only 1% of the money that it takes to run them comes from the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. The other side of it is, as I've said many times here from many experiences that I've had, they don't need the money. So why are we giving them the money? They don't need it. They have their begathons. They have lots of cash in the coffers. And frankly, as a radio guy all of my life, I know how to do radio, and they are so excessive with the number of people they hire and who they have on staff and what they do. It's ridiculous. But that's their business as long as you're not expecting me to pay for it, even 1% of it. So this all brought into focus, and this is what's embarrassed them, in my mind, more than anything else, the fact that people are looking at how they run their operation and they see that it's loaded with fluff. And so if they want to fluff it up, that's great. Then they can explain to the people, if people are smart enough when they see a T.J. Lubinsky on the television asking for 5 minutes in every break to send money to NPR so that he can make his $5 million a year for producing that stuff, great. You know, super. Let him do it. But there shouldn't be any government money in it at all. So maybe, you know, the government funded me. All that stuff is a smokescreen. They should not be getting funding. Okay, I've had the final say. Ladies, how about that? That issue, anyway. Doug with... Yeah, I got them. Jennifer, Jay, and Doug here at 48 After the Hour.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Friday, and our focus on your car, or as they say in my neighborhood, your car. We have Nick Miles, who's with us. He doesn't talk like that. He speaks with not a brogue, though. You don't have a brogue, right? You just have an English accent. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it used to be the Queen's English, but now it's the King's English, I guess.
Ah, yes, right. Well, it's been bastardized by you living in the northwest part of America. That's what has happened there. By the way, what's the price? What are you paying for gas out there this week?
I think we're close to $4.50. So
$4.50, really? You got a lot of taxes like California does? You're in Oregon, right?
Yeah, wow. That's just how the government make all their money in Oregon. They taxes.
All right, so let's. The West Coast has the most expensive gas. Where is the cheapest? Where do you find gas prices the lowest?
It's interesting because it changes quite on a daily basis. I always thought it was in the Midwest, but it seems like certain states have certain prices and certain states have other prices. The cheapest gas currently is in Texas. Which is right. They have all the oil wells there.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah,
I'm not sure why Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Missouri, who are 2, 3, and 4, are also extremely.
Well, Oklahoma
cheap.
Has a lot of oil. But then, Mississippi and Missouri, I'd be wondering about that too.
They're paying about $1.80 less than the people in California.
Yeah,
which is a lot. It's a lot when you fill up a 20 gallon.
Oh yeah. I don't want to beat the anti-electric car thing to death. My son and I were talking about this last night. Apparently, there's a new Toyota that has some kind of razzle-dazzle electric thing. But he and his mother-in-law and his wife went shopping for a car, and they found a very, I don't know, that I'm not following Mercedes that much anymore, but the mother has a Mercedes, and it's one of those hybrid Mercedes.
Yeah.
So they found one that was 3 years old, that was like in the $20,000 range. And I don't know whether that's because it was fairly low mileage, but is that, I thought that was kind of cheap for that model. Is it just people aren't buying them because of XYZ? Why would...
So Mercedes sort of hybrids were a thing that they pushed really hard, and now they've sort of either divided their forts into either electric or gas. They don't sort of do the hybrids. And they had a few hiccups with the batteries not being that good in the hybrids, and they weren't making a difference. You know, some hybrids like the Prius is great, 57, 58 miles a gallon. But some hybrids will do 1 or 2 miles a gallon better than the just regular gas version. So it starts to become ridiculous to pay all that extra money for the battery when it doesn't save you any money.
Well, there was a discussion here the other day about what you do with, and this is the adjunct of my conversation with my son about this, somebody was asked that drives one of these cars, what happens when the battery runs out in 7 years? And this is a millennial kid, about 30. And he said, when the battery runs out, are you going to pay $20,000 for a new battery? He says, no, just junk the car. I'm thinking to myself, this is the throwaway generation. How impractical is it? Okay, well, the battery's no good. I'm not going to spend $20,000. We'll junk the car. I mean, I was going to say, who thinks that way? A lot of people think that way.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you've answered your question about why the Mercedes was so cheap.
Yeah, maybe. I'll have to pass that along to my son, yes. All right, here's a big deal. How much do you, we were just talking off the air about license plates and how we both have a sort of special, we've had experience with special license plates. So the most expensive license plate ever sold was where and for how much?
It was in Dubai, and it was $15 million recently. Seems to me being exceedingly difficult. But after just visiting Dubai, I will tell you that it's all about the least numbers that you have on your license plate. The wealthier you are, you have less numbers on your license plate. And this license plate was P7. So that's pretty good. $15 million. And then all the sheikhs, they own all the sort of 1 through 10. So you'll never get those. So
our friends, the Saudis, there are dear, dear friends who are responsible, to go back to what we started talking about, for the increase in gas prices this week, right? Yeah. All right, there he is, Nick Miles, OurAutoExpert.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.